You're hard to get a hold of, Maps Maponyane.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad we finally managed to make it work. What's up, Nick Cameron? What's up, guys? Congratulations on the new show, man. I'm so glad to finally be on the By the Fame Drive.
Yeah, dude, thank you, man. It's weird. Like, it's an odd time to start something new, I'm sure you can imagine.
I mean, I was about to really ask that. I'm like, I can't imagine it's the easiest thing to kind of get immediately thrown into something new where people are still trying to work out if they'll have their old lives after all of this, you know? You started something new in the middle of us getting used to the new when we haven't even really started with the new, which is going to be a post-coronial time.
Post-coronial.
So it must be quite interesting, but yeah.
Dude, you're so right, man. And you know, for me, if I can even just for a second be selfish about it, it's like I get to do this. I get to have a radio show with a national platform at the time that so much confusion's going on. Like, I get to be a voice and a conduit and provide entertainment and laughs at times and all information at times. That's, I consider myself really lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and I think anyone who still will, let alone now, anyone who is feeling like they can still continue their lives to somewhat of any kind of normalcy or kind of normalcy, if you aren't doing it alone and you're doing it with other people, you're forced into these equations where you just have to make it work. And you've been seeing around the world where relationships are taking a massive toll, because that's the ultimate test, and it's such an unnatural test to have, being with someone 24/7 when you can't even go out for a breather to escape from them, whatever it might be. You really, the best deal out of this is to just have a job.
Dude, I want to put some of this back on you. We've got Bibi here, as mentioned. She, I think, just wants to get a sense of like what's going on in your life. So I'm gonna pass it on to her and let her ask you some questions.
I mean, you've like summed up how weird this time is for all of us. But something else that's like been really weird for all of us is like, and you can relate to this really well, is you just celebrated your mom's birthday like a couple of days ago. What is it like celebrating your mom's birthday during COVID, man, when you can't even get her a cutesy gift? What did you guys get up to?
We ended up kind of doing, I say we, my brother and I, and some family, was kind of do a joint video call to say happy birthday to her, sing the happy birthday in the morning, and then thankfully deliveries had just opened in time, so we were able to send her some flowers and a couple of things just to wish her happy birthday, because I have to hope that after lockdown you're able to celebrate again. And I think we just might have lots of people celebrating their birthdays over the last 3 months together and having one big party.
You know what? That sounds like a fantastic idea. I am here for that. I am sure that your mom had an incredible birthday.
Yeah, she said she really loves the disinfectant.
I love how that's like the most considered gift you can get someone right now. Like, listen, I can't get you shoes, but disinfectant is the next best thing off your shoes.
what other love language is there right now than getting someone a mask or hand sanitizer? Like, that's like a really awesome trend for my well-being.
And then you also got the chance to be on the road recently because of a charity drive that you've been doing.
We have been running quite an amazing campaign with the Nelson Mandela Foundation, the Kolisi Foundation, founded by Rachel and Sia Kolisi, as well as the Mbumba Foundation, founded by a man called Richard Mabaso. And we basically have a campaign that we're running called Each One Feed One. We've managed to feed, I think, close to 25,000 people now. So it's been a really wild emotional roller coaster in terms of really how much people are suffering out there and how much they're struggling and how they really are scared about how they're going to be able to survive over this time.
We absolutely love the work that you're doing and that you're part of the South Africa that's helping. Carry on with your good work, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's definitely been a privilege to be able to assist in any way.
Dude, I'm looking forward to when this is over and seeing you again in the human world.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. I can't wait. Here's to our conversation post-corona.
Take it easy, bro. Thanks for chatting.
Keep up the great shows and great work in it, man. If it's on